8:25 on this Monday edition of Palmetto Mornings. Good morning. I'm Tyler Cupp.
And I'm Chet Tucker.
Joined with us now is Alan Miller talking about the unfortunate passing of Senator Lindsey Graham at 71 years old. It's been a lot of reflection, a lot of conversation about his impact, not just with the state of South Carolina, but his impact across the nation. What he meant as a senator, and of course, as a South Carolina senator, it hits home here being local, and even more local than that, Alan, as a member of the South Carolina Broadcasters Association, you can speak to some of the conversations and trips that you had to Washington, D.C. to speak with him.
Well, you know, it was interesting back then how open this guy was. Back then, I was part of the delegation that went to Washington every year. And there's a lot of delegations from the area, like you were talking about, Chet, a group that you would take to Washington. And you would speak with our delegation, the House and the Senate members in the state. And there's a year every year in February where there's an entire week where the entire country, delegations from 50 states, meet with congressmen. And I was always delighted to know that a senator would be with us. He made the effort every year to try to be there. There was rare occasions that he was not in agreement with us on the activity that we were presenting to him on Capitol Hill. And I think he looked forward to it, and he appreciated the time that they had with us and us with him. You know, I always am talked about his sense of humor. He would always come in and say, "Good morning, friends," or "Good afternoon, friends. I'm from the federal government, and I'm here to serve you." And he'd do that with a smile on his face, and he'd follow it up with, and he said, "That's probably some of the most feared words you'll ever want to hear." and he had that type of way to kind of disarm people, get them. You've heard about it throughout the entire week, and get them to relate to what he was. His accessibility, his respect for open discussion, that was something that we remember as broadcasters with a lot of gratitude. And he certainly was a true friend of broadcasters. And to further that, he probably visited us here at WRHI a dozen times over his time in Congress and his time in the Senate. He was here as recent as April of this year, and we're going to hear that broadcast back at 12 noon today.
That's right, 12 noon. We'll replay that broadcast. Yes, sir.
And that's with Manning Kimmel. And Manning would always have the opportunity to speak frankly with him. We all felt he was a friend. He knew us by name. He would come in. He would go around, shake everybody's hands, and make sure that people knew he was running for whether it was his year to run or an off year. He was still campaigning throughout that time. And he would always cut to the chase. He would say, "Okay, let's talk about what you have. Give me your three big issues that you want to discuss." And he would jump right on it because he was always in a hurry. He was always ready to go out the door. And the last time he visited here was back in April, on April 13th. And you may recall that was the day that the U.S. Naval had a blockade of the strait at Hormuz. And this was part of the Iran war. Now, he taped at 9:30 that morning, around 10 o'clock that morning. And I went back and checked the records, and 10 o'clock that morning was whenever Trump declared that they were going to open the strait. Well, during his broadcast, he was right here in this room with Manning. They were talking back and forth. This is the one you'll hear back at 12 noon today. I was watching through the window. Several of us were here, and we were somewhat alarmed that he was not paying attention. He was looking at his phone, and he kept on looking down and looking up, and he was a little bit disturbed, you could tell. And as soon as it was over, he went the whole 30 minutes. As soon as it was over, he stood up, and he headed for the door, and he was on the phone, and he went down the hall. And whenever he came in earlier, he said, "I'll talk to you guys whenever we get done with the interview." That didn't happen. He went right out the door and went to the parking lot. And one of his aides was here, and we were back in my office talking. And I said, "Boy, he's in a rush." He said, "Yeah." He said, "He just got a call from the White House." So you see how local things can be and how close he was to the president, because that probably was the president on the other side of the line getting in touch with him and say, "We've done it." It's where we've got it open. You know, the blockade has taken place. So that was our last time we saw him, and I think you're gonna enjoy the interview because a lot of the things that he said there were relevant to today and certainly are relevant to the Iranian war that's going on right now.
And, Alan, your thoughts on the legacy of Senator Graham, not just at a local level, but you know, obviously following politics closely, and we have played a lot of Lindsey Graham audio, certainly in my last 6 years or so doing the news. He's very active, very involved.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if there's ever been a more enlightened senator, a more engaged senator than Lindsey Graham. He stayed on top of things. He dedicated his life to it, and South Carolina really had a true representative, somebody that loved this state, somebody that did not ever change his outlook as far as the state. He changed his mind lots of times whenever it came time to be diplomatic, and we saw that with his relationship with President Trump. But he never changed how he felt about the state of South Carolina, and he never stopped fighting during the entire time he was there. You know, he and Strom Thurmond, they served this state for in the Senate for probably about 60 years. And how many states can say they had two senators over 60 years to serve them? So he was the man that we all can look forward to putting down in our history books as one of the great statesmen from the state of South Carolina.
Well, Alan, we thank you so much for the time, and I'm sure we will be talking more about the legacy and the impact that Senator Lindsey Graham had here on Palmetto Mornings through the week.
Thank you.